Welcome to the Conscious Millionaire Show, season number 12, episode number 3148.
Hi, this is Jay Abraham, and I grow businesses for a living, been doing it around the world with significant companies for four decades. But today, we're going to concentrate our discussion on accessing infinite business opportunities and profit possibilities. So let's get started.
Welcome to season 12 of the award-winning Conscious Millionaire Show, the world's number one podcast on conscious business and performance. With over 3,000 episodes and millions of listeners worldwide, this is where founders and entrepreneurs become ultra performers. I'm your host, JV Crum III. If you're ready to scale bigger, profit more, and create impact that truly matters, you're in the right place. This season, we're building a global movement of ultra performers, the new heroes of business who are breaking out to create bold new possibilities for the world. Subscribe now and share with your team, because this is the season you break out and become an ultra performer. Are you stuck at six or seven figures, maybe 250,000, 1 million, even 5 million, but know you should be scaling bigger and faster? You're not alone. That's why I created the Conscious Millionaire Manifesto, Achieve Your Impossible. Inside, you'll get the three keys to accelerate your growth now. Go to consciousmillionaire.com/manifesto. Download now and start scaling bigger, faster. Hi, it's JV, and I am so excited that you have joined me. And if this is your first time joining me, a big warm welcome, huge hug. I hope it's an amazing experience and one that you're going to take away really amazing nuggets you can immediately apply to your business. If you're a longtime listener, thank you for joining us again. I have a rare treat for you today. I don't have one. I have two featured guests, and one is the clone of the other. I'm going to be interviewing Jay Abraham and J.I. Superclone. Jay, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Well, I'm going to introduce Jay's daughter, Michelle Abraham. She is the one who programmed J.I. Superclone. Could you tell us more about how J.I. Superclone was programmed, the purpose of J.I. Superclone, and how it's going to make entrepreneurship so much better because people, millions of people around the world are going to have access to the Superclone, even if they can't afford to work with Jay and his quarter million minimum payment that most people is way beyond what they can afford. This is truly democratizing Jay Abraham to the world.
Well, thank you, JV. We appreciate being on the show, and this has been a labor of love and a legacy act for Jay. And what we've done is we have taken his life work, everything from keynotes to books to white papers to questionnaires to actual consultations, actual one-on-one, whole entire relationships with people on how Jay thinks, how Jay interacts with people. And we programmed the clone to emulate his thinking process for the user. It's been probably 40 years of his IT and IP and all the other pieces that he's created. And it is designed so that it's a strategic thinking partner. It's not just for answers. It's not just to lecture you, but it's designed to be held accountable. You know, it's designed to be a mirror, a companion, and a sparring partner to get you to think a little deeper, think about what your real assets are, what your untapped opportunities are. In the long run, you know, one of the things that Jay's always wanted to make sure is that people never lose their imagination, or he calls it the Einstein effect of creativity. And the clone is really designed to keep helping you to see different ways of looking at things or how to apply them. One of the ways that you asked about the future, it's really hopefully going to keep asking people to define who they are in a clear way, and to offer an opportunity where, like you had mentioned, they can work with Jay where it's more affordable. If you want to see what he has to offer, you can see through the clone, through interaction, what breakthrough thinking is, what it can do. If you like what it is, you could spend $250,000 for a year to work with Jay personally, where the processing and intellectual interpretations are instantaneous. You can spend $25,000 and work with Jay in a group for a weekend. And here we've created this so pretty much anyone can work with Jay 24/7 and get the same level of strategic partnership. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, I think it's amazing what you've done. And because I've had the opportunity to interact with J.I. the super clone, I've gotten a first class experience because I've been able to ask strategic questions about my own company and go, okay, well, I know Jay, I know the kind of answers he might give. And the answers are very, very similar. I mean, they're really identical. And if I didn't know in many ways that I was interacting with a clone, especially visually, I would think I was interacting with Jay. So I think you've done a fantastic job. So let's jump in. Today, we're going to talk about accessing infinite business opportunity and profit. And I'm going to start with unlocking hidden revenue streams. My first question is for Jay. In your decades of experience, how have you consistently identified overlooked profit centers in business?
Well, I think it starts with a unique gift, talent, and world view that I have been able to gain because I have had the very rare privilege of being actively involved in over 1,000 separate industries, not businesses, and approximately 7,200 and some odd 30 or 40 sub-industries. So it's given me a very broader context of possibilities because no two industries think the same way, operate the same way, market, sale, source business, monetize, their revenue system is different. And I've got the benefit of literally understanding thousands of different optionalities and alternatives. So I can see within a linear-minded type business all kinds of underperformance. I also have had the very good fortune, which is very rare. I worked with three different experts who literally are masters of optimization and maximization, highest and better performance from time, effort, opportunity, people, capital. One was the Deming organization that was, he's the father of process improvement optimization. And I learned how to look at a business and look at every interconnected process that drives revenue and question whether what the way people were doing thing was in fact the highest or the least yielding, because it doesn't cost anymore to get much more yield out of everything. I worked with the world's largest multivariable testing organization who tested a myriad of variables, different ways of selling, different ways of saying things, different ways of advertising something, different ways of merchandising in a store, different ways of following up on leads. And I got to look at enormous expansive variability, how one way of doing something can outproduce another by orders of magnitude. Then I got to work with the World Authority on Six Sigma, which is they look at every process that's underperforming and they improve it in ways others don't. Add to all that the fact that I have gotten to develop my own integrated hybrids for 40 years and been able to validate or invalidate them in the only court that really means anything, the court of last resorts, which is the real market, by testing them on the front lines of capitalism. My understanding of how to look at a revenue system, and everybody, JV, has a revenue system. It is the integrated methodology and process they use, first of all, to target an audience, to attract an audience, to monetize an audience, and what they do after that. I can look at a revenue system and question every point. I can go on and on, but those are a few of the reasons I can do it.
Well, I now want to turn to J.I. the Super Clone. I have a very important question for you. It's about how you're going to use AI to systematically uncover hidden opportunities at a scale that might elude human intuition.
AI can be a game changer in systematically uncovering hidden opportunities and profits, especially when human intuition might fall short. Let me break it down for you. First, AI excels at processing massive amounts of data at lightning speed. It can analyze customer behaviors, purchasing patterns, and even market trends that would take humans weeks, if not months, to decipher. This means you can identify untapped customer segments or overlooked product opportunities almost instantly. Second, AI thrives on pattern recognition. It can spot anomalies or recurring trends in your operations, marketing, or sales data that might indicate inefficiencies or untapped revenue streams. For example, it might reveal that a certain demographic consistently abandons their carts at a specific step in the checkout process, allowing you to address that friction point and recover lost sales. Third, predictive analytics is a powerhouse. AI can forecast future trends based on historical data, helping you anticipate customer needs or market shifts before they happen. This proactive approach can position you ahead of competitors. Finally, AI can automate and optimize. From dynamic pricing strategies to personalized marketing campaigns, it ensures you're maximizing ROI with precision. The key is integrating AI tools thoughtfully into your business processes. What specific area of your business do you think could benefit most from this kind of AI-driven insight?
Well, thank you very much, J.I. Superclone. And now I want to shift to building a strategy of preeminence as a way to tap into infinite business opportunity and profits. And Jay, what does it truly mean to operate from a strategy of preeminence in today's crowded marketplace?
Well, I mean, we've talked in the past, you and I, about the fact that being preeminent means that you have put the interests of your prospect, your client, your patient ahead of your own, that you basically are dedicated and everyone in your company is on a mission to enhance, to advance, to transform, to protect your client's best interest. When you are doing that, you are operating from a strata of drive, purpose, mission, and motivation that is in most cases very different from most companies that they're not avaricious, but they are, I would say, mostly superficial. They are in business transactionally to make money, not always to make a difference. The differential between a preeminent company today, tomorrow, in the future, and a generic one is a commodity that has no unique advantage other than maybe they sell things cheaper. A preeminent company is clearly seen as the only viable choice, the very best source and decision the right target audience will make. And when you are preeminent, you are not always, JV, you're not everything to everybody. Normally, a preeminent company divides and conquers. They understand the market they serve and they want to serve and that they totally relate to, and they don't try to basically relate to everyone. If you're someone who's going to be a price-conscious buyer, and I am basically the premier provider, and I am premium price because the aggregate amount of different values and contributions and services and outcomes I produce are unimaginably superior, I can't lower myself to try to win the wrong person over. So they know who they serve, and they are dedicated, and they are unrelenting in their contribution. I don't know if that helps.
That was very helpful. I want to follow up with you, J.I. Superclone. How can AI-driven customer feedback and data analysis sustain preeminence in real time?
AI can amplify the strategy of preeminence by providing real-time data and insights that allow you to serve your clients at an unparalleled level. When you're operating from a place of putting your clients' best interests first, AI becomes a tool to deepen that commitment. For example, AI can analyze customer behavior in real time, identifying their preferences, pain points, and unmet needs. This allows you to anticipate their desires and deliver solutions before they even articulate them. Moreover, AI-driven personalization can create a tailored experience for each client, making them feel uniquely valued, whether it's through dynamic pricing, customized product recommendations, or hyper-targeted messaging. AI ensures that every interaction reinforces your position as the most trusted advisor. AI also excels at predictive analytics. It can forecast trends and potential challenges, enabling you to proactively guide your clients toward better outcomes. This foresight not only builds trust, but also positions you as indispensable in their decision-making process. Additionally, AI can streamline operations, freeing up resources to focus on delivering transformative value. By automating routine tasks, you and your team can dedicate more energy to innovation and client engagement. How do you see AI fitting into your current efforts to build preeminence, J.B. Crum?
Well, I see it as fitting in very clearly because we at Conscious Millionaire are all about preeminence. We care about our customers. In fact, it's on our homepage. We care about you, your business, and your well-being. And I think that's different than a lot of companies. It's not transactional. It's transformational. We're here to transform our clients to a higher level. So thank you very much, J.I. Superclone, for asking me a question. And now I want to shift to multiplying the impact of partnerships, because J.I., I know that's one of your big areas. I'm curious, what is the most powerful partnership model that you've developed to drive geometric growth?
Well, let me answer and say that since I first became fixated on the upside leverage, the asymmetric growth potential in power partnerships, joint ventures, strategic alliances, branding, recommended provider status, endorsements, and referral networks, I kept taking it deeper and deeper. So I have 256 different ways to apply it now. So to answer your question is a little bit challenging, but I'll give you a macro answer. The key to the easiest and the most lucrative possible joint venture, strategic alliance, power partnership is when two companies come together that have the complementary same buyer. So if I am selling digital marketing, but you are selling either SEO or, I'm just using a real simple example, and a third person is selling website resets, and another one is selling email optimization, then you are all someone for whom someone is buying something before, during, after, instead, at the same time. So it's the perfect combination. Secondly, is somebody that has an audience base. It can be email, it can be podcast, it can be buyer base that has a profile of being buyers of the kind of products or services you sell. For example, we generated $250 million, $250 million, when I was in the seminar business by realizing that newsletters, financial newsletters back at that time were almost totally subscribed to by entrepreneurs and professionals who had money and ran businesses. Nobody had thought about them. They just looked at them as investors. We were able to fill $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 seminars back when everybody else was selling $500 ones because I targeted that. When you realize that there are these two dynamics, the one is people selling related items that are extensions or predecessors of what you're doing. And then secondly, people that have audiences that represent within it a high concentration of the same buyer. Now, what makes the process so powerful is that when you have such a scenario, when you have such a situation and the relationship that exists between the audience and the influence, whether it's a company, whether it's a podcaster, whether it's a publication, media platform. Now it's magic. Now it's amazing, because if I trust you and you have the profile of the audience I want, and you introduce me to that audience and you encourage that audience who is appropriate to avail themselves of Jay Abraham's products or services or programs, then it is many times more probable that they will do that. So besides giving you access to very concentrated and highly, highly desirable, high value buyers, it accelerates it shortens the timeline, because trust is almost immediate and it gets many more responses. So everything about it is very, also you move fixed expense to variable. Most people spend and dissipate an enormous amount on advertising that doesn't always pay off. And even when it does, oftentimes the returns are less. The ROAS is not always that great. When you basically engineer multiple joint ventures, strategic alliances, partnerships, you are not speculating any money. You're only paying for results after they are produced and the money is in the bank. I can go on and on, but that's why I like it so much.
Well, and I think it's a powerful area. J.I. Superclone, I have a question that is, I think you are uniquely qualified to answer, and I'm very excited to hear your answer. How can AI optimize both partner selection and create simulations to predict partner success?
AI can revolutionize partner selection and simulation in ways that amplify the power of joint ventures and strategic alliances. First, AI can analyze vast data sets to identify potential partners whose audience, offerings, or operational strengths complement yours. It can assess alignment based on factors like customer demographics, purchasing behaviors, and even shared values, ensuring you're targeting partners who enhance your mission of transformation, not just transactions. Second, AI can simulate partnership outcomes by modeling scenarios based on historical data and predictive analytics. For example, it can estimate the revenue impact of co-branded campaigns or joint product launches, helping you prioritize partnerships with the highest potential ROI. This takes the guesswork out of collaboration and allows you to focus on initiatives that deliver exponential growth. Third, AI can optimize communication and trust building by tailoring messaging to resonate with potential partners. It can analyze their communication style, preferences, and past collaborations to craft proposals that are more likely to be accepted. Lastly, AI can monitor and refine partnerships in real time, tracking performance metrics and suggesting adjustments to maximize impact. This ensures that your alliances remain dynamic and mutually beneficial. Given your focus at Conscious Millionaire on transformation and preeminence, leveraging AI in these ways could elevate your partnerships to a whole new level. How do you see this fitting into your current strategy?
Well, I think that's a great question. And in fact, that's exactly what we're doing right now at Conscious Millionaires. We're looking at who exactly do we want to bring in for different programs. We have that very clear. And then looking at who are the partners that would be the best partners, because they already have those clients. And then they can benefit by sharing part of the revenue, by giving us access for the clients that we're looking for. So that's a great question. Thank you for asking that, J.I.
Now, can I add one piece of AI side of it is that one thing that Jay mentioned, as far as all of the different criteria or checklists that you go through or the purpose, one of the things that AI is a little modest about is it actually helps you to figure out what your boundaries are in the relationships, what work needs to be done, and figuring out if you're asking the right questions of the partnership, of who's going to take the responsibilities. And that's some of the things that you think of as you're programming it. Where its boundaries are, where your boundaries are. And I hope that helps to
Thank you. And I think that's a very important area, so that you know where you want the partnership to begin and where you want it to end. You don't want it to wander over here. It's not really what you're looking for out of that partnership. But we're going to be right back. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with Jay the human and J.I. the super clone. Are you stuck at the six or seven figure level? Maybe 250,000, 1 million, even 5 million or more, but know you should be scaling bigger and faster. The truth is, most founders are leaving millions on the table because they don't have the right formula. That's why I created the Conscious Millionaire Manifesto, Achieve Your Impossible. Inside, you'll discover the three exact keys you need to break through your plateaus and accelerate growth starting now. Because if you're like most entrepreneurs I meet, you want to profit more, make a bigger impact, and enjoy lasting financial freedom. I'm J.V. Crum III, and after two exits and $75 million in revenues, I've learned how to help entrepreneurs like you scale bigger and move faster than ever before. And as a listener to the Conscious Millionaire Show, you get special access to my manifesto today. So act now. Go to consciousmillionaire.com/manifesto. That's consciousmillionaire.com/manifesto. Again, go now to consciousmillionaire.com/manifesto. Download your manifesto today and start scaling bigger, faster. Welcome back. I'm J.V. Crum III, host of the Conscious Millionaire Show, and I'm here on a very special featured show because we have two featured experts today, Jay Abraham, the human, and his super clone, J.I., and we're going to now focus on redefining the learning model for entrepreneurs. So, Jay, my question for you is, how do you see entrepreneurial learning needing to evolve over the next 5 years?
Well, it's fascinating. I became an accidental business tourist. And by that, I mean my earlier career, I don't want to get too deep, was very transitory. I was involved in so many speculative endeavors that were purely commission-based, no fixed salary. And I did it in a multitude of industries, not just businesses. And it gave me the realization that understanding the spectrum of alternatives and possibilities gave you an enormous advantage over people who basically all followed the herd and did the same thing the same way. Fast forward, it gave birth to my belief system that's called funnel vision versus tunnel vision. And tunnel vision was predicated on the assumption that most people pretty much do the same thing the same way, a little bit better, a little bit worse, and all they can possibly achieve at most is incremental growth. And that by thinking that best practices is something everybody should be able to get excited about. If you're the first one to learn a best practice, you have a short window of advantage, but sooner or later, all your contemporaries do it, and it's just standard operating procedure. There was a book, JV, that came out about 3 years ago. It was called Range, R-A-N-G-E, and it was by a man named Epstein. The subject matter and the hypothesis that the man advocated was that the people that will own dominance and success in the second half of this century are the ones that have the most range, because most people are predicating their decisions on either hindsight or insight, and that foresight in the future is going to be very dynamic. So the more expanse of understanding you continually grasp, and understanding not just those areas that seemingly are the most relevant to your business, but everything beyond that. And there is another denomination of that, other dimension. There was a book that was written many years ago about how to create breakthrough ideas.
Are you stuck at six or seven figures, maybe 250,000, 1 million, even 5 million, but know you should be scaling bigger and faster? You're not alone. That's why I created the Conscious Millionaire Manifesto, Achieve Your Impossible. Inside, you'll get the three keys to accelerate your growth now. Go to consciousmillionaire.com/manifesto. Download now and start scaling bigger, faster.
Thanks for listening to Conscious Millionaire Media Podcast Radio Network. The host, producer, and owner of the show, distributors, and broadcast media make no claims that the strategies and information discussed in the show will result in profits and may result in losses. The opinions and advice from the host guests do not necessarily represent those of the owner, staff, management, or broadcasters of the show. No legal, accounting, or financial or health advice is made in the show. You're advised to seek counsel on matters related to your business, financial investments, or other legal matters from licensed advisors. Always consult your physician or licensed health advisor prior to making any changes in your diet, exercise program, and implementing any health strategies or information discussed on the shows. Not all information provided may be suitable for your situation. As always, take full responsibility for the decisions and actions you take, including the responses that they create in your health.
Welcome to the Conscious Millionaire Show, season number 12, episode number 3149.
I'm Natasha Todorovic-Cowan, and I am co-founder and CEO of Spiral Dynamics. And on today's show, we're going to be discussing making change work.
Welcome to season 12 of the award-winning Conscious Millionaire Show, the world's number one podcast on conscious business and performance. With over 3,000 episodes and millions of listeners worldwide, this is where founders and entrepreneurs become ultra performers. I'm your host, J.V. Crum III. If you're ready to scale bigger, profit more, and create impact that truly matters, you're in the right place. This season, we're building a global movement of ultra performers, the new heroes of business who are breaking out to create bold new possibilities for the world. Subscribe now and share with your team, because this is the season you break out and become an ultra performer. Are you stuck at six or seven figures, maybe 250,000, 1 million, even 5 million, but know you should be scaling bigger and faster? You're not alone. That's why I created the Conscious Millionaire Manifesto, Achieve Your Impossible. Inside, you'll get the three keys to accelerate your growth now. Go to consciousmillionaire.com/manifesto. Download now and start scaling bigger, faster. Wow, I am so glad you've joined me because, you know, each of my interview shows, it's an entrepreneurial training, especially for you. We're going to be talking about making change work today, the mindset, the strategy, the execution, so that you as an entrepreneur can make it work for yourself, for your team, for your business. This is going to be an exciting time because I have a very good friend with me. She's for over 25 years, she's worked with leaders, entrepreneurs, organizations, applying her proprietary Spiral Dynamics diagnostics to predict and resolve hurdles to change. Today, we're going to be discussing making change work, which, by the way, is the title to her brand new book. Help me welcome Natasha Todorovic-Cowan. Natasha, I am so excited you're here with us.
I am super stoked to be here with you, JV. Thank you so much. I'm eager to talk about change.
Well, you know, change is, I lived at a Buddhist monastery. I got two big things out of that. I went there to basically learn how to meditate. I said, what better place to learn how to meditate than what do they do at a monastery? They meditate. Let me tell you, if you've never lived at one, that's the main thing that happens, and you get to eat three meals a day, but mainly you meditate. And I noticed that the essence of life was change. You know, as an entrepreneur, we are constantly iterating our business model. We're iterating who we're targeting. We're iterating our offers, you know, and we are growing and scaling. But all of that's about change. And for sometimes that feels kind of scary. I'm curious, because you've written a new book, Making Change Work. What is it that you found entrepreneurs oftentimes have to overcome, like some hurdle or some inner concern about change in order to really embrace change and get their team on board and their whole culture on board?
Yeah, I think there are three things, JV. And one is most entrepreneurs, most of us, our biggest problem, ourselves. We have to get ourselves out of the way. And that means knowing ourselves deeply, knowing ourselves well, and knowing the constraints of how we think about certain problems. And part of our problems always are not only ourselves, but other people, because they see the world differently. So we tend to have, and that's what I found in my research, a blind spot for others. So working intentionally on discovering who are other people, how do they think, how are they having a particular experience, enables one to step up to become a leader for those people. And then the next piece that we are also blind to, and these are cognitive biases, we're blind to context. So we are like the proverbial goldfish in the goldfish bowl, or, you know, in our proverbial jar, and we can't see the label because all of that's on the outside world. And we're so used to being in that goldfish bowl.
Right. So I'm curious, from your research, and you've done so much profound work with spiral dynamics. You know, I first came across when I was studying NLP, I think 30 years ago was when I first was introduced to the book Spiral Dynamics. And, you know, all the color chart kind of part to it, which was, you know, very profound. What is a way that entrepreneurs, no matter what that blind spot is, how do they start to discover it? Because, you know, that's one of the hardest things for us to discover for ourselves.
Yeah, it is. So spiral is that piece about evolving human nature. Dynamics is about change. And in the world of NLP, I think most people went about it conflating it with values. So how do we discover it? I think it's managing ourselves differently. I think what we need to do is every time we're confronted with a situation, whether it's ourselves or others, you just take a step back, take a deep breath and go, I don't know everything about this. I am not sensing all of the possibilities in this. So to be open, to be curious, to listen, to reflect, and to listen deeply so that you can reflect the reality of that situation. And I find to the degree that people are open, they are better at reflecting that situation than if they are more closed-minded about things.
Well, let's say that you as an entrepreneur, you either have a partner in your business, maybe you have a co-founder, or you have another entrepreneur with whom you're good friends. How could you help each other see that blind spot? Because I know a lot of times someone else looking from the outside is able to see it a lot easier. And you have a conversation with someone, they go, oh, I noticed this about what you're doing. And you go, wow, I didn't notice that. I mean, that's what I do with as a coach with my clients.
Yeah, absolutely. And you need those people in your life. And for most people, what they do is they chase those people away because we kind of have this natural inclination to be with people who are like us. And those who see different things, who see the world differently, can be great compliments. You mentioned earlier, Chris Cowan, my late husband and business partner of 20 years, we saw the world very differently. We had similar values, but we saw it very differently. And instead of, you know, there was a version of Natasha where we would have come to, you know, butt heads around that. But what I knew was he loved me. He had my highest and best purpose at heart. I had his. So we overcame these very different ways of seeing the world by getting curious about how the other saw it. And I think you succeed with business partners who are very different from you by making that complementariness work for you and not driving them away.
So I heard several things. So one thing is that with a partner, personal life partner, in your case, life partner and business partner were the same, but with a business partner, it's often desirable to have differences in your values, differences in how you see the world, because then you can bring out different things in each other. The second thing that I was listening for is, so how do you, as a different person, each of you are different, help the other person see where they might be blind? What is the best way for someone to approach that when they notice, oh, My partner seems to do this pattern over and over again, but they don't seem, out of compassion, they don't seem to notice that they're doing it. And it might be good that they at least knew about it, because sometimes that pattern's disruptive, right? Mm-hmm. And so it kind of can grate a little bit. And maybe it would be best if it did evolve.
Yeah, you pick your battles. And look, you know, I mean, we almost never fought, but we did call each other out, and we did challenge one another to grow, and we did it with love, we did it respectfully, and we had the foundation of trust and respect where we knew the other person was doing it, not because it was a manipulation of any kind, but it truly was for the entity that we were, for our business, mm-hmm. and for who we were as a couple together. So it was for the higher intent and the growth and the evolution of who it was we were becoming together. And for our clients as well.
So seeing the blind spot becomes one of, as you put it, picking your battles. So you're choosing those battles, it sounds, from a higher intention, like which is going to best serve us, the business, our clients at the highest level, and focusing on sharing those with one another.
So that, yeah, absolutely. There. Yeah, I mean, sometimes I'd be like, God, that really bugs me. And I'll tell you something, like a stupid thing, right? He'd leave his socks in places, right? It's like, why does he pick up his stupid socks, right? And then I looked at the socks one time and I said, if he wasn't here, how would I feel about those socks? And there would be nothing more than I'd want to see those socks. So I reminded myself of those battles.
Interesting. So when an entrepreneur is approaching, we're going to do change work, we're going to intentionally embrace changing something about our business, what is the mindset that is useful for an entrepreneur to have?
So one of the things that we talk about, particularly when we're doing our diagnostics and doing analysis using the spiral dynamics tools, is we are trying to understand how an entrepreneur is motivated, how a business owner is seeing that particular change. And typically they've gone through a process to understand, this is the change I want or that we want, but the rest of the company hasn't gone through that. So there was a process of building what we call a schema, and that's an internal map that allows you to understand how to change. It might be a process, it might be operational, it might be the way you're doing marketing for clients, but in our brains, we have maps and their mental models about how we do things. And a very tough thing is switching those and changing those up. So I had a conversation. I had a client. He'd been in the military, sharpshooter, and his mentor, his trainer, hated getting these sharpshooters who'd learned all these bad habits, because he said, when I have to unravel those bad habits and then redo them, it takes 1,000 repetitions. But if I can just get them fresh, then it takes 100 repetitions. Because when we have to unravel an existing schema, what we have to undo is the muscle memory of doing it in that way. So we have to become aware of it. We have to know what we're changing from and changing to. And then we have to be intentional. We have to be kind with ourselves, because we're always going to go to the most entrenched habits. And we've got to practice new ways of seeing, new ways of interacting, and new habits.
What I'm also hearing is that if you're the entrepreneur and you want to introduce some kind of change and you want your team on board, it's helpful then to share this map so that they can understand what it is that you're incorporating, so they can see the map, and that would actually help with the change process. Is there another part to the mindset in addition to the map?
Yeah. Well, what I do with my clients, yes, is I help them build a playbook for change. So we go through an analysis of eight core pieces that need to be there before you execute on change. So, for example, we need to know the world that we're in. We need to know how the markets are changing. We need to know if customer habits and patterns are changing and what they are changing from and what they're changing to. So, we are aligning our change with the practicalities of the world that we're living in. And of course, one of the other pieces is who are you as a leader? Because your leadership approach is just because you can envision something, just because you've got in your brain the end result, doesn't mean it's going to happen that way. So you're knowing yourself so that you can flex and be a congruent leader and visionary for your people. And congruence is about fit. And I always say that leaders are chosen by the people who follow them, not because it's a position, not because you're the one signing the paychecks that can take the paycheck and go, thanks, but I'm not seeing you as my leader. Leadership is an unconscious choice that's rooted in psychosocial development.
And how does that congruence relate to the strategy that a leader or entrepreneur should be utilizing to implement this change?
Well, part of it is that leader needs to be congruent with the future of their business. And then they need to be able to articulate what that journey is going to look like. And if they don't know parts of it, and they won't, because the world is too complex for any single individual to know, goes back to who is on the team, who's my co-founder, who's got my blind spots, whose blind spots do I cover for? Who are we as a mind-brain syndicate that's putting together solutions to take this organization, this entity, this relationship system, and iterate towards its next best future in that changing marketplace?
And what, in your opinion, is one of the best ways for entrepreneurs to execute to achieve change in their business?
Depends on the change. Lots of different changes. People are merging, they're acquisitioning, they're reorging, they're moving people around, they're moving leaders around, they are hiring, they are firing, there are all
So
kinds of
let's say
changes.
one of the changes is they're going to introduce a new offer for their marketplace.
You want to test, for example, if it's a new offer, you want to test that that offer is has a place in the marketplace. And sometimes it's a perfect offer, but the messaging isn't right. So you're treating the offer again. Is this a congruent thing? Will the world want it? What do we have to, how do we have to describe it so people understand it? And I know you've put a lot of offers out into the world. I know I have as well. Sometimes they work. Sometimes you see something that the world needs, and they don't quite see it the same way. And that's not always the problem of the offer. It's the problem of a congruent communication or timing or even good market research to understand what people are saying they want.
Excellent. We're here with Natasha Todorov at Cohen, and we are going to be right back. 60 seconds for our break, and then we're going to have something very special, the 24-hour challenge, and of course, the entrepreneur questions for you. We'll be right back with Natasha. Are you stuck at the six or seven-figure level? Maybe 250,000, 1 million, even 5 million or more, but know you should be scaling bigger and faster. The truth is, most founders are leaving millions on the table because they don't have the right formula. That's why I created the Conscious Millionaire Manifesto: Achieve Your Impossible. Inside, you'll discover the three exact keys you need to break through your plateaus and accelerate growth starting now. Because if you're like most entrepreneurs I meet, you want to profit more, make a bigger impact, and enjoy lasting financial freedom.
I'm J.V. Crum III, and after two exits and $75 million in revenues, I've learned how to help entrepreneurs like you scale bigger and move faster than ever before. And as a listener to the Conscious Millionaire Show, you get special access to my manifesto today. So act now. Go to consciousmillionaire.com/manifesto. That's consciousmillionaire.com/manifesto. Again, go now to consciousmillionaire.com/manifesto. Download your manifesto today and start scaling bigger, faster. Welcome back. I'm J.V. Crum III. I'm the host of the Conscious Millionaire Show. I want to shout out and thank all of those listeners from San Luis Obispo, California, and New York City. Thank you so much for being a listener to the Conscious Millionaire Show. And Natasha, what is the 24-hour challenge you have today?
Well, since we're talking about change, how about we remember change? Because to resource ourselves for the future and to get more change ready and resilient, it helps to learn from our past. So your challenge is to think about a change that you went through that worked and a change you went through that didn't work. Look at the conditions for it and look at both and do a contrast and compare. Why did one work and why did the other not work? And what did you learn from that?
Well, I think that's a great 24-hour challenge. It's very creative. I love it. You know, we've had, you know, several thousand of these 24-hour challenges. I want to let you know about Natasha's new book, Making Change Work. And we have a special link that you can use, consciousmillionaire.com/makingchangework. That's consciousmillionaire.com/makingchangework. And now it's time, that's right, for the lightning round. We've got 8 questions. I want just a quick answer. The first one is performance mindset. What is the performance mindset you have personally developed for discovering your best business opportunities?
Do not assume I know. To be in the question and get curious and keep asking questions.
That's a great answer. And I love curiosity. I've been talking to people recently about podcasts, and I go, one of the reasons this podcast has worked is that I'm genuinely curious about every one of my guests. I want to get to know them deeper. You and I know each other, but today I've learned new things about you, and that's the part of the curiosity. What's a strategy you have used to scale either your own business or a client's business?
Strategy we use is the playbook for change, and we use developmental thinking to look at, as I said, congruence between client, market, internal, and external.
Well, you know, a lot of what we achieve in life is determined by what we believe. So what is a belief that you have that has empowered you to achieve at a significantly higher level? It's maybe supported your success as an entrepreneur, or even as a person in the world.
My belief is that I am changeable and that I can change. And when I don't know stuff, and it used to bother me a lot,
right,
I've gotten much more comfortable with being uncomfortable and with not knowing and being okay, believing it is okay to not know.
You know, that's so important. It's something that I have cultivated in myself as well. And it really came home when on August 27th in 2022, I was hiking, fell, hit my forehead. 2 people saved me, took me to the hospital. I could have just bled out. And I had a very severe concussion for 8 months and a total of 1.5 years. The next day I had on my schedule, I was filming 4 videos for a landing page. Well, needless to say, I not only didn't look like I should be filming, but I didn't feel like it because the concussion started setting in. Those 4 videos never got filmed because by the time I was in a place I could film them, I had changed so much that I realized I didn't even want to do those. But I bring that up because that helped me cultivate and say, just because I have something at 2 o'clock tomorrow in my schedule has absolutely no guarantee that's going to happen. I really don't know. I don't know. And I kind of live in that place. I find that very useful. Well, Natasha, you and I, basically coming out of the human potential movement ourselves, have a lot of personal practices. What's a personal practice you use to consistently perform at your highest level?
When I go to sleep every night, I ask myself, or I ask my brain, to create new ways to achieve those goals and those outcomes. And then when I wake up in the morning, I ask my brain, what is one thing that I need to do today that must be done that will help me move towards those goals and those outcomes? So one is the general take over, get creative. What are we going to do to get there? And then the daily specific of the movement, each step towards those goals.
Well, I really love that because I personally use that. I've had clients use that. You know, you're going to spend 7 or 8 hours sleeping anyway. You might as well get your brain, your mind, working on some problem you want solved or an insight that you want to have, rather than just randomly creating all kinds of different dreams. Like, you can still have the dreams, but you wake up in the morning. And when I was writing my first book, one of my coaches said to me, you know, kind of went through it and said, well, there's no technology. And I said, well, I have no idea what you're talking about. And they go, well, there's no model. And I went to bed and I asked for the model on the next day, and I had a pad of paper. I woke up, and for a half hour, the model, that's 14 different versions of it in my book, starts in chapter 2, came out 95% the way it ended up in the book. And my mind had created that throughout the night. So yeah, utilize your mind at night. You know, I want to bring up your book again, talking about change, making change work. Here's your link to go to that book, consciousmillionaire.com/makingchangework. That's consciousmillionaire.com/makingchangework. What is a book that you'd like to recommend for entrepreneurs?
A great book, and I know an entrepreneur who gets a bunch of entrepreneurs to do this together, is called The Game Changer. And it's little short stories by entrepreneurs for entrepreneurs.
Excellent.
And I think your audience would love that.
Yeah, that sounds like it'd be really great. So the Game Changer, you know, I'm curious. We haven't discussed this in a while. What's the biggest challenge that you're having right now in growing your business or scaling to the next level?
I think my biggest challenge right now is finding the right people organizationally who will appreciate this book. And what I've noticed is, and I talk about it in chapter 3, but there are two kinds of people. They're the relationally and transformationally minded, and I think you vibe with those people, JV.
Right.
And then there are the transactionally minded, and I think you're probably familiar with those as well, but they don't really get the people's side of change.
No.
And I believe that change starts and stops with the people in your world.
You know, what are the best ways for people to get a hold of you? So we've got the book. I'll give that to you again, consciousmillionaire.com/makingchangework. But if somebody's interested in your work and wants to talk to you about possibly working with you, how can they best reach out?
Our best way to reach out is email natasha@spiraldynamics.org. That's Natasha, N-A-T-A-S-H-A, @spiraldynamics.org.
Well, this is our final question. And you know, I've been asking this since 2014. I've asked it thousands of times. I consider it our trademark and the most important question, because it relates to why we're each here on this planet. And I think we're here with a purpose. What's the legacy you want to leave, Natasha?
The reason I do this work is because we have big problems in our world. And until we understand the human beings in it and our growth and evolution and how to work effectively with one another, we're not going to capitalize on all the potential that we have to solve those big problems.
Natasha, I'm so excited you came here today. I want to thank you for tuning in, for listening, because there's no accidents in life. My personal motto is trust perfect timing. And here at Conscious Millionaire, we bring together conscious business and ultra performance. I look so much to you joining us on our next Conscious Millionaire show. And Natasha, thank you again for being our featured guest today.
It has been a treat and a delight and a pleasure and an honor. Thank you so much, JV.
Are you stuck at six or seven figures, maybe 250,000, 1 million, even 5 million, but know you should be scaling bigger and faster? You're not alone. That's why I created the Conscious Millionaire Manifesto, Achieve Your Impossible. Inside, you'll get the three keys to accelerate your growth now. Go to consciousmillionaire.com/manifesto. Download now and start scaling bigger, faster.
Thanks for listening to Conscious Millionaire Media Podcast Radio Network. The host, producer, and owner of the show, distributors, and broadcast media make no claims that the strategies and information discussed in the show will result in profits and may result in losses. The opinions and advice from the host guests do not necessarily represent those of the owner, staff, management, or broadcasters of the show. No legal, accounting, or financial or health advice is made in the show. You're advised to seek counsel on matters related to your business, financial investments, or other legal matters from licensed advisors. Always consult your physician or licensed health advisor prior to making any changes in your diet, exercise program, and implementing any health strategies or information discussed on the shows. Not all information provided may be suitable for your situation. As always, take full responsibility for the decisions and actions you take, including the responses that they create in your health.